you've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are indeed live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday edition, August 5th. And we've got Alex Jones coming up on the other segment. I'm Aaron Dykes, a longtime InfoWars researcher. I'm joined in studio by Rob Due, news director of the InfoWars Nightly News. We are wallowing in news about how the West is backing Syria, how we are backing Al-Qaeda in the effort to topple Assad. Meanwhile, they are making bigger and bigger moves every day, every week to take our remaining liberties here at home. We've got another shooting, this time in Wisconsin at a Sikh temple. And you better believe they're going to use it to try to curb our gun rights. Then in Texas, they're saying there's a new IED threat, and they have to merge the military and police so that they can find these improvised explosive devices. All the things that happened in Iraq, they say, are coming home to Texas because of drug cartels and so-called domestic extremists that are really just patriots trying to tell Homeland Security and everybody else to back off. This is Still America. We're going to get into all those issues. Later in the program, we have Max Kaiser with Alex Jones. They're going to break down similar things from the occupied corporate takeover of this country and the whole globe as they transfer water rights, as they try to jam through carbon credits, as they try to just take over ordinary lives. As you well know from the news in the past couple of years, you can't even grow a garden without expecting interference from the federal government and from all kinds of gun grabbers. Rob Due, you're sitting next to me. We're just looking over this news. What do you see going on with this shooting where they say seven are now dead?
Well, it looks like he was taken out by one officer who arrived at the scene. That's what it's saying so far. Another thing in here is that the officer was shot several times and taken to the hospitals and expected to survive. And so interesting stuff. They found four people inside dead, two outside. And then, of course, you know, officers with assault rifles surrounded the building to keep everyone safe after the gunman had been taken care of, when that's usually the case.
Oh, I can't wait to see what happens when the real story comes out, because we already know so much about the Colorado Batman massacre, how much that doesn't add up, how they refuse to address the questions about the other shooters, who let him in the door, what was up with the other gas masks, and all the other things that don't fit. They just want to talk about how to curb guns, curb our liberties, and now they're saying that's one of the reasons we have to join forces between the military and police to find IEDs, because this guy had some explosives.
And have more drones in the sky so they could track people and spy on them without anybody knowing. That's what's coming. You have these two main things, this IED thing that just started last week coming into the news. And then we see that the FBI once again has broken up another vicious Aryan motorcycle gang. And this time it just happened to have three undercover FBI agents in it, all of whom were explosives experts.
Every time it's an FBI undercover agent, but now it's no longer Al-Qaeda all the time. It's motorcycle gangs. It's regular Americans. It's people who want to own guns, right?
It's diluting the field, essentially. Anybody can be a terrorist. Anybody who doesn't fit in the clean-cut, white bread realm of, yes, sir, I'll do whatever the homeland says. If you're not falling right in line, well, you could be a terrorist. You start speaking out like that, you never know.
Well, you know, this is Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass, because everyone's a terrorist except actual Al-Qaeda. Those are our allies, whether in Libya, whether in Syria, whether to oppose Russia. And now there's all these news articles about how accidentally Al-Qaeda showed up when they were put there by the Pentagon folks. And now the Muslim Brotherhood has their own militia inside Syria. We will get into all that. But as I mentioned, Alex Jones is joining us on the other side of this break on this live Sunday edition. And he's going to break down the latest moves to move us further along down the road to martial law, this whole merging of military and police, because non-existent IEDs are going to get us from everywhere as they fuel the drug gangs, as they launder their money on Wall Street, as they invite them into the country to have a destruction party. All that's coming up on the other side. This is InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. Big live Sunday broadcast. We'll be back on the other side.
Hi, this is The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live at InfoWars.com. I'm today's guest host, Aaron Dykes, but Alex Jones is waiting in the wings. Now, so much is going on in the world. They're ramping up the background noise for World War III. Russia's descending on Syria. Everything's happening with Iran. Meanwhile, they're trying to harden, solidify, and bring home the war on terror to blame domestic terrorists and merge the military and police. Alex Jones, are you there?
Sunday broadcast there with the InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew. I know you have a ton of information to cover today. In fact, our top story that I was going to call in and cover in the first segment dealt with a Houston Chronicle report, and I talked about this years ago. The police are being told domestic terrorists, i.e. returning veterans. This is in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. People remember those coming out when we broke it, when law enforcement sent it to us years ago. They are telling the police that veterans will attack every single jurisdiction in the country with IEDs or improvised explosive devices. This is like saying leprechauns will attack, or Puff the Magic Dragon or the Easter Bunny will attack every single jurisdiction. Police are told they will be attacked by veterans, that veterans are going to start a civil war. ABC is coming out with a new show called Founding Fathers that demonizes veterans and gun owners and Texans. They have also a new show on NBC, Worshiping the UN. This is the globalists who've taken this country over, engaging in this. Now, remember, in the last 3-4 years, we've seen internal Homeland Security training videos now that are public. They're going public with them now, where every terrorist is white. Now, again, I don't get into racial issues except when the media engages in divide and conquer. The LA Times 2 weeks ago admitted that when someone of another race commits a mass murder, they withhold the race unless it's white. And in this tragic shooting at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin, within an hour, they want everybody to know it's an evil white lone wolf. Hate crime is what USA Today is saying right now. That's up on InfoWars.com. Now, understand, folks. They don't have one, they don't have two, they don't have three, they don't have four. They have 5 bills racing through Congress that ban all semi-autos, ban all magazines 10 rounds and above, ban possession. We've covered these bills. The media is giving it almost no attention. The UN treaty is not dead to restrict our Second Amendment. It even I'm saying to everybody is this. Guns are the answer to defend ourselves from crazies. In every case, including the Colorado shooting, as we predicted, he was on multiple psychotropics, just like Harrison Kleibold, just like Kip Kinkle, just like every other mass shooter, always. I mean, when police pull up to a Houston home a few years ago and the mother had chopped the arms and legs off her baby, they knew what would be in the medicine cabinet, Prozac. It puts you in a hallucinogenic state, a dream state, and when you have a bad trip, you start becoming a homicidal murderer. It says it in the drug insert. That's why teen suicides are off the charts. It makes you commit suicide. It removes your compulsion. If you have a thought of mass shooting people like a robot, you go and do it. The drugs are the issue, and we told you he'd have Pentagon psychologists, top Air Force psych warfare psychologists assigned to him. They knew everything he was, quote, planning, and the witnesses all said that they were seeing multiple people and smoke bombs and multiple gas masks, but all of that's been swept under the rug. Now, that said here, I want to throw it back to the guest host here today, but I was already planning to call in on the issue that is up at Infowars.com, where they are announcing nationwide here in the United States that they want to have basically troops on the streets and all the rest of this, and the Secretary of the Army has said that they want troops on the streets.
Alex Jones, reporting for Info.
And again, I just accidentally played one of my videos where I'm breaking this down on Infowars.com. The point is that they are pushing troops on the streets, TSA-style operations on the streets. It's now all beginning with the ridiculous idea that there will be bombs in every major city. And what they don't say on the news is they're teaching the police. They're teaching the police that veterans will start attacking the police departments. That's the part that's not in the news. That's why they say everyone's going to be attacked by IEDs. And this latest thing, they're saying Mexican drug cartels. Ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing but a giant power grab. Now, the original reason I wanted to have the first segment of the show today was because I wanted to get into another issue that is so big, it is mind-blowing. But at this time, I want you guys to be able to cover false flag, the IED story, the fact that it's finally in hundreds of newspapers that the Western governments, including our government, are funding Al-Qaeda as the main leaders of the takeover of Syria, Jews and Christians being slaughtered en masse at the hands of our Pentagon that's been taken over by the globalists. So I want to turn the show over to you guys and then just look at your schedule today because I know you have a lot. Later, I will call in with a top story for anyone who is concerned in this nation about their power prices doubling or tripling. I'm going to call in later in the show and spend 5 minutes or so breaking down a report that was in the front page of the Austin American Statesman on Friday, Council Eyes Coal Plant Sale. And they go on to say that they've shut down two Austin power plants in the last 10 years. That's why our power prices have roughly doubled. And they go on to say this supplies 33% of our power, the Fayetteville plant, and they're going to shut it down and sell it off because carbon dioxide is evil. All that comes out of those smokestacks in the new plants, folks, is carbon dioxide and water vapor. But the news points at it like it's smoke. But you notice it dissipates. It goes away because all it is hot air and water coming out of there. Hot gases and water coming out of there. Nothing else. And people say, well, why are they doing this? It's happening all over the West. But Austin's one of the worst. San Francisco's doing it too. Obama, 2 years ago, look it up, signed a waiver for General Electric and two other big companies. Just type in Obama signs General Electric coal plant waiver. They can run even the old 30-year-old dirty ones. They have a waiver. All their competition is being shut down, and the profits of General Electric, who's a globalist anti-American corporation offshore, their profits skyrocket. So it's a bank robbery. There's more than one way to rob a bank, folks. Let's say there's two water districts supplying you water. If you can sell one off for nothing to a company and let them double prices, that's a bank robbery. If cities that have been bought off and paid off by big globalist lobbyists, if they can come in, listen carefully, and have Austin shut down three power plants, which they've already shut down two, that's why you're paying so much more, and they admit it and say it's good for to U.S. cities. It is so off the charts. And the paper keeps everybody in the dark and reports on it like it's a good thing that the mayor, Lee Leffingwell, doesn't want us in Austin, Texas. And this is for people all over the country listening. The same thing's happening. Doesn't want us to be able to have a referendum on our city-owned and paid-for giant, clean, modern electric plant. There's three plants at the Fayetteville facility. We own one of them, and they're going to take it and sell it for almost nothing.
And that is Alex Jones. As you heard, he'll be back later in the show. We'll be back on the other side of this break, too. I have my own documents about the carbon plan in Austin, more than double what the feds want.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half ounce or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So we are back at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones is coming up later in the broadcast. We've got some exclusive clips coming up for you, but we do have seven dead in Wisconsin at a Sikh temple, another act of terrorism brought home to the U.S. At least that's how they're going to brand it, as they hype up non-existent threats one after the other. Now, here in the wake of the Colorado shooting, they're now saying the military and police will have to merge to deal with non-existent IED threats. We've also got in the news, Rumsfeld saying Israel doesn't need to notify the U.S. about a strike. You've got Russian warships coming to Syria and Al-Qaeda openly working with the West, the Muslim Brotherhood setting up their own joint operations, and the State Department talking about how accidental it is that Al-Qaeda just waltzed into Syria, but how, you know, they're kind of good, not good maybe, but somebody we have to respect and help bring them up. But I want to get into detail. Now, Paul Watson wrote this article on Friday. He's updated it. It's back at InfoWars.com, so go read the whole story for yourself. But it's domestic IED threat hyped as justification for martial law takeover, and how the Batman shooting highlights a reason to increase the military role in domestic law enforcement. Let me read you Alex's comments, and we're going to get into how ridiculous and over the top this article in the Houston Chronicle is. Now, Alex says, despite the fact that cases involving the use of improvised explosive devices within the United States are virtually non-existent, the government is hyping the mythical threat so that they can butcher Posse Comitatus and turn up the volume for martial law. That's it. They want to destroy Posse Comitatus. They want to occupy America. They don't want Americans to be Americans. They want them to be helpless, subservient people who fear not having total federal control, who can't even go to the grocery store or the mall without basically peeing in their pants unless there's some kind of TSA or police state apparatus waiting to so-called keep them safe. You know what the founders said about that. Benjamin Franklin famously said those who trade security for liberty will get neither. Now, it's always been the plan to push IEDs, Alex points out, as a reason to have the military oversee law enforcement. He demonstrated this in Police State 2, the takeover, as far back as 2000. And you saw that footage with Alex approaching checkpoints on Texas highways. Now, here is the Houston Chronicle, which Paul Watson covers in his article. And the headline is, Texas and the U.S. face growing threat of domestic IEDs. Improvised explosives, they note, are well known in Iraq, Afghanistan, etc. They've killed American soldiers. But now they say that threat is coming to Texas and the United States. What do they cite? They cite the Batman massacre, the so-called explosives he had in his apartment, if that's even true, if we find out the truth about that. Then they cite all these other fraudulent attempts. And I've got Rob Dew here to break down how FBI informants were behind the New York City Times Square, the little fizzle firecracker bomb, the so-called ink cartridges that allegedly had explosives that they found, all this made-up garbage, and the Mexican drug cartels, which is a very violent faction, is a real problem, except that it's totally propped up by the CIA. It's totally part of the CIA's drug smuggling operation, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, everyone else from the big six banks on Wall Street are admittedly laundering billions and billions, if not trillions, in drug money. They know where it comes from. It's a huge slice of Mexico. But now in America, we have the Joint Improvised Explosive Device Defeat Organization. Tell me that's not Orwellian. The IED Defeat Organization. And they quote an Army Lieutenant General Michael Barbaro. The domestic IED threat from both homegrown terrorists and global threat networks is real. and presents a significant security challenge for the United States and our international partners. And they go on to how unfortunate they say it is. They're, quote, complaining about posse comitatus separating military that they can't be used for domestic law enforcement operations. It's a pretty common sense law.
Right. And then what they have here is they say the Pentagon spends $1.9 billion a year in this IED organization, and it saved tons of servicemen's lives. So why can't we implement it here? Why can't we have the military working with the police here? That just seems normal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're just trying to paint it as being a normal thing, as something that has to happen. And this is in order to get the police working together with the military. And when that happens, the rights are out the window. The guns are being confiscated and people are getting rounded up. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because any kind of self-defense weapon will basically now be called an IED, because you could improvise.
You have
basically, if you're free to make your own decisions and that you might, you know, 1 out of 1 million people might choose to do something violent, you can't have your rights anymore. They've got to have checkpoints on the highway. Why? Because one time in 2010 in Juarez, which is right on the El Paso border, they had a car bomb from the drug cartels. That's their big incident they cite in this article. But now, isn't it unfortunate we're not allowed to merge military and police? We need to do more training. And they've got this guy, McCall, who's a representative based here in Austin. He's behind the threat fusion centers that work with Homeland Security. This is part of the Homeland Security occupation. Is it not, Rob Duke?
Well, and he's got his big fear-mongering statement here. The military is unable to coordinate with the state and local law enforcement, leaving a gaping hole in our security.
It's crazy, he says.
Yeah, this is crazy that the guy who is an expert in IED overseas can't coordinate with the Texas Rangers. That's another quote from him. And it's just basically to sell the idea that we have to have the military working with the police.
All right, Alex is online. He's going to jump in with a comment as well.
Go ahead, Alex.
Wild horses can't drag me away today with you guys in there filling in. Listen, they've already had the military since 1988 confirmed. I've seen secret documents. I put it in my film, Rotarian. I interviewed a Marine Corps colonel. Since the late 80s, they've had military in plain clothes style police raid jackets raiding homes of what they call high-risk warrant service, and they kill Americans all the time. Okay? I mean, they killed a guy up in Georgia using the military just a few months ago because he wouldn't get rid of his chickens. He was a veteran, and he said, I'm not going to do it. So they came and killed him. They used the military in Waco. I just want to explain to everybody something here, okay? I want everybody to understand something. I told you 15 years ago the National Security Agency spied on everybody with keyword software under echelon with hubs at all the telecommunications companies. All that's out in the public. Whistleblowers have gone public, and they're trying to arrest the whistleblowers for reporting on felonies. It's a crime. They've always planned to put the TSA on the streets. I told people that 10 years ago. It's now happening nationwide. So this is just the cover story for troops on the streets. Imagine IEDs. How ridiculous. But again, in the actual manuals, you can open the phones up just for police. They'll call and tell you they've read them. But we published them, republished them. These are highly respected. They'll be saying the villains are the enemy, folks. It isn't Al-Qaeda. I know you guys are going to do a big special report on that. And then later I'll call in on the power plant shutdown. This is a criminal globalist takeover. And to get everybody ready for it, they've been training the police for IEDs for 20 years. That's just the cover story that they always use. There, the documents I got at a highway checkpoint that's in my film, Police State Through the Takeover, that's linked to the article Paul Watson wrote, that's up at Infowars.com. Has chose Army checkpoint on I-35, and the FBI pulls up and gives us documents that they thought were a press release that were really secret that explained all the military for warrants for USS.
All right, we're coming up on the break. More Alex Jones on the other side. Aaron Dykes, Rob Dew in studio. We're going to cover the whole gamut of occupied America and this craziness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Tuned in. This transmission is the Info War, and we will wage eternal Info War against the attempt to occupy our minds, our bodies, our soul, and that's what it is. Alex is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. He's dropped off for the moment so he can collect his thoughts and, frankly, calm down a little bit, but he's going to break down the whole shutting down of power. Coal, love it or hate it, supplies a huge portion of our power in this country. They would rather have us under siege, shut that off, and get us to learn to do with less. It's part of the overall austerity program. It's exactly the kind of thing they had in 1984, where they wanted you mentally, morally, physically too weak to oppose the government, so you could only turn to Big Brother to be your savior. But now, of course, we have Big Sis, too. And isn't she sweet? For years and years, through the whole Obama administration, they have done this psyop on the people, and it has nothing to do with Obama. This is the continuity of agenda. They've taken the Bush war on terror, flipped it, turned it on its head, and learned to teach us to hate ourselves and to love Al-Qaeda. It is 100% 1984 plan, a gradual ramping up of just turning sense on its head. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's a brilliant description, what you just said there, because that really does encapsulate what it is. They've taken this hype of terrorism, 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 and ingrained it in us since 9/11, that it's going to happen. You know, we got to go out and imperialize the rest of the world. And now it's, well, now we got these veterans.
Now it's white Al-Qaeda. It's lone wolf.
It could be anybody that doesn't like the government, doesn't like this plan of going on out and killing everybody.
No, you got to understand, Rob, dude, because for 3 years, three, 4 years now, Big Sis, the other counterparts from Homeland Security have been saying, we don't have any specific information, but we're absolutely sure it's going to be a returning vet. We're absolutely sure it's going to be a random lone wolf like in the Colorado shooting. We're not behind this. We're not planning it. We don't know what's going to happen.
We're not
minding. But we're sure it's not going to be Al-Qaeda. It's going to be white Al-Qaeda.
Right. That's how it always is. And here we have this. There's an update from USA Today on the shooting at the Sikh temple. 3:30 p.m. The shooter was a white male in his 30s. Vin Bobery, one of the temple's committee members, tells the Journal Sentinel. It's pretty much a hate crime, he tells the news organization. It's not an insider. So because he wasn't somebody who went to the temple, it's automatically a hate crime. We don't know anything about this guy yet. We don't know anything about his past. We don't know anything. And yet, it's already come out. They're going to run with this hate crime thing. You know they're going to run with this. This is going to be all over the news. Hate crime, hate crime, hate crime. And then it's about, well, now we got to go after the guns because now we're getting more shootings, more mass shootings are happening. And, you know, who stopped the shooting? One guy with a gun. One guy with a gun stopped the whole thing. You didn't need an army of mechanized SWAT dressed up like Darth Vader going in there and surrounding the place while people get shot on the inside. You had one courageous guy. That's what happened when we had the shooter in Austin back in the 60s. The guy who was shooting people, picking them off from the tower. Two people went up there and took care of them.
Look, we're on KLBJ here in Austin. We're on stations across the country. I know new listeners are tuning in all the time, and they are scratching their heads. Why is Al-Qaeda now our friend, and somehow the homeland's the enemy? You've got to understand this is part of an incremental plan to turn it all against us. They didn't hype up a week ago when there was robbers in a casino, and some 71-year-old concealed carry armed guy shot at the robbers, and they ran away in terror. That wasn't on the national news. That wasn't an issue. Only the Batman shooting in a gun-free, gun-control zone where all the victims were helpless.
In fact, that's one thing we do on the InfoWars Nightly News is when these things happen, we do go out and look for those positive gun stories to show that there is a big difference. Just because there's one mass shooting that they hype up over and over again, that doesn't mean they happen all the time. And then everywhere you look, you can find plenty of local news stories of young kids with guns defending their homes. There was one case, a lady on New Year's Eve shot an intruder. Her husband had just died 2 weeks ago, and she had a shotgun protected her and her baby, guy climbing through the window, and she shot him. She actually called and asked for permission to shoot him, which she didn't have to have. She could have just shot him there, you know, without having that permission. But it's all, you can actually hear it, the 911 call. And that's the kind of stuff that we need to hear more of those positive gun stories, because the criminals know. Especially, and it's a disarmed area like Chicago, where they're running rampant right now. They know in those areas they can go and pick off people. And in areas,
Chicago is now the deadliest city in the whole country,
in the
whole world.
It's a total disgrace.
It's a murder capital.
There you go. And why? Because they have strict gun laws, and it happens everywhere you look. And we used to run an ad about Kennesaw, Georgia. They actually passed an ordinance that everybody has a gun, and their crime rate drops. You know, they want everybody to be armed, and because they know people aren't going to break it.
They've sabotaged the economy on purpose, and they're getting us ready to be occupied by the military, by riot forces, when nobody gets their checks, when everybody on food stamps is not able to eat, when you've got hordes of people looking to survive at any cost who are totally desperate, while brainwashing us into believing there's these lone wolf terrorists everywhere, and that there even are returning vets from Iraq, supposedly our greatest patriots who were supposed to hail and respect to put a ribbon sticker on the back of cars, but now they are the enemy, and that's what they're trying to do to us. Again, we have Paul Watson's article about the domestic IED threat that has been hyped for martial law takeover, and of course, they're expecting somehow it's going to be veterans carrying out these explosives on highways, at places in public, what have you. While they demonize the police, split them, get them, split against the people, divide and conquer, as they invite in the drug gangs to cause more and more chaos. It's just totally bizarre, and they want to merge the military, put them all under Homeland Security, carry out checkpoints, all in the name of IEDs. It's total nonsense, Rob Dew.
And it totally ties in with the FBI going out and creating the problem. They create all these terrorist organizations. They funded Hal Turner. It's admitted. It's already come out in court. And there's a great article there that Paul Watson did, or I think it's Kurt Nimmo, FBI Nazi biker group busts its own group. And, you know, it's taken from this Orlando Sentinel article. A neo-Nazi motorcycle gang created by an undercover law enforcement unit to investigate white supremacists and racist bikers has helped topple two domestic terrorism groups in Central Florida. Early members include at least two additional FBI undercover agents who infiltrated the club. I mean, there it is right there. You got three FBI agents running the whole thing. And they're explosives experts, and they're getting the guy who probably is a racist. I mean, you know, he joined one of these organizations. He's 6'6" guy, and he was supposedly really impressed that they could build all these explosive things. And when they launched one with a remote, he's like, "Well, I know who we're going after." He wanted to go after another biker gang, but that's not even beside the point. The FBI is in there creating these things. We can even look at it back.
The point is, they have a script to exploit the Trayvon shooting, the Colorado shooting, the Gifford shooting, to demonize guns, things like that. If we just stopped FBI and from actually giving bombs to patsy suspects, we would cut down on 95-96% of all terrorism cases. Every case since 9/11 has basically had an FBI informant somehow entangled, usually running the show.
Oh, well, pretty much running the show. You look at that Portland Christmas tree bomber. The guy was being driven to the site by the informant. The informant got the bomb, got the truck, handed him the cell phone, and said, "All you have to do is dial this number." Now, if that's not entrapment, I don't know what is. I mean, how could you have one guy get all the stuff and he gets off scot-free because he's an informant, and then it's the one guy, the one patsy, it's always the one patsy who's supposedly this mastermind. It's a 19-year-old kid. You got the same case in Ohio with these five kind of crackhead-looking dudes who were working for a super, and he was the mastermind behind the whole thing. He said, "Hey, I can get us explosives. Hey, we can all train here. We're going to go after, we're going to blow up this bridge." And they're like, "Oh, okay. You know, give them enough crack, they'll do whatever you want."
Meanwhile, the TSA has never caught a terrorist patsy. They put the underwear bomber on the plane. It was admitted he had State Department clearance. That was what, Rep Kennedy, somebody like that?
Patrick Kennedy.
Patrick Kennedy broke that. We had the eyewitness, Kurt Haskell, on the ground who witnessed the sharp-dressed man getting him on the plane. That doesn't matter, though. TSA has to roll out to train stations, to bus stations. They're coming to sports stadiums, malls. Your public life is going to be taken over by goon squads, and you're going to learn to love it unless we fight back in the info war and stop these people before they start an all-out civil war.
Totally agree. And going back to Haskell a little bit, on top of watching that, he witnessed the total cover-up of the FBI back on the domestic side, changing their story five times. Oh, there wasn't a second guy, but then there was. But we got him because it was some agricultural thing. Well, then it was on an immigration-related thing. You know, they just keep changing their story to try and...
Learn to love your servitude, Rob, dude. We're going to cover the Al-Qaeda hypocrisy. We're covering the Al-Qaeda hypocrisy when we get back. All this other domestic news, cybersecurity, maybe through an executive order. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Worldwide.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than
you. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
We are back at InfoWars.com. I'm your co-host, Aaron Dykes. With me is Rob Dew. Alex will again be dropping back in next hour to break down some of the most important energy news, how Obama's threatened to bankrupt the coal industry and basically make Americans deal with less. Now, we've got the shooting in the news at the Sikh temple. Another important story, though, is the defeat of the cybersecurity bill. This also included gun control registration and an attempt to take over the internet in that freedom. Now, that has been defeated, but Obama is now promising he may issue an executive order. That's in the Hill today. And we know they've been through CISPA, PIPA, and all kinds of other attempts to rein in that internet freedom. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine, disgusted with Obama's attack on wealth. There's been some news circulating after he appeared here on the Alex Jones Show not long ago. That's linked up at InfoWars.com. You can watch that interview in full. Lots of exclusive, hard-hitting information. but we're really talking about Al-Qaeda and how the Pentagon has run them as a can opener, as a false threat, as a shadow boogeyman for decade after decade in country after country, because we have an imperial force which is trying to play the great game. It's trying to take over the grand chessboard. And today, of course, we have all kinds of headlines about Al-Qaeda inside Syria, about the Muslim Brotherhood poised to take over that country, Libya, Egypt, you name it, one country after another, because the wizards at the Pentagon long ago came up with the clash of civilizations. One conflict is only meant to lead into another conflict.
That's right. In 10 years, it's going to be, we got to go back into Egypt. We got to go back into Libya. We got to go back into Syria and take out these Al-Qaeda regimes. But now we're arming them and supporting them and helping them take over and overthrow the governments that were already there.
Again, this is 1984. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war with East Asia. And you've always got the hyper threat boogeyman external enemy that they use to get knee-jerk support. And so what's happened is, when you go back to Afghanistan, the Soviets were our great enemy then. So we funded bin Laden. We funded the Taliban. Zbigniew Brzezinski took helicopters over there, trained them how to use weapons, trained them how to fight wars. We had shadow advisors, members of the CIA, all before we officially had our own troops in there helping to support the same exact group that would later be known as our evil demon Al-Qaeda. But then they were our friends, our allies. Indeed, Ronald Reagan would go on to publicly call them founding fathers, like George Washington, who once again is a threat today. So you've got Al-Qaeda built by the West, totally Pentagon built, CIA built, Western backed. You've got MI6, you've got Israeli intelligence, Mossad,
Pakistani intelligence.
These are the people wagging the dog on who you've learned to hate, bin Laden and his evil Al-Qaeda. But that was just phase one. They were later shipped over to Yugoslavia to help in that breakup and that destabilization operation. They would move down to different parts of Africa and the Middle East. But now in this modern age, under the war on terror, they're the evil boogeyman that all Americans fear. Yet now they're an ally once again. And so under the State Department, under Hillary's State Department, and under this Pentagon plan, we physically shipped members of Al-Qaeda to Libya. We literally airlifted them to Al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi. We backed them. NATO ran no-fly zones, dropped bombs, flew planes, all to back this Al-Qaeda military force. Then they handed the country over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's happened in Egypt.
Afghanistan. Right after 9/11, we airlifted them out of there, the airlift of evil. That was the first moving them to another location, undisclosed location, where they could rearm, re-up, and then send them out and do more damage. And then the ones that we've pulled into Guantanamo, all of a sudden these guys are coming out and becoming, they're bombing bus stations in Western Europe. They're doing shootings. These people, this is a little factory where they're creating little mind control slaves to go out and then do the bidding. If they weren't a terrorist before, well, after they come out of Guantanamo, they're definitely a terrorist now.
Oh, yeah, this is all going on, and it's all about so central bankers can rule. They've got the list of countries. The hit list was exposed. Paul Wolfowitz, among other people, had that hit list. You had generals come forward talking about it, naming the specific countries, Syria, Libya, Iran, Iraq. They were all on that list. Now we have once again literally airlifted Al-Qaeda from Libya to Syria, just as he mentioned, the airlift of evil after 9/11 and the lead up to 9/11. So now the stage is set in Syria. We must topple Assad only so we can keep the dominoes toppling, only so we can pursue a wider war and more greatly destabilize the Middle East region. Now, there's this headline from the London Telegraph, Libya, the West, and Al-Qaeda on the same side. This is admitted. This is in the mainstream press. This article is from March 2001. You can see it right here, the West and Al-Qaeda on the same side. It's admitted. I got a whole stack of it. Now, the same thing is going on in Syria. We've got Al-Qaeda tries to carve out a war for itself in Syria. Headline, Al-Qaeda ladies choir struts its stuff in rebel Syria. You've got Al-Qaeda seeking to manipulate tensions in the Middle East of its own advantage, warns experts. You've got German intelligence, Al-Qaeda all over Syria. That's in the Asia Times. The New York Times, Al-Qaeda taking deadly new role in Syria's conflict. Time, meet the Islamist militants fighting alongside Syria's rebels.
And there we have a Washington's blog article from August 3rd, government policy leading to persecution of Christians. And the end of this article, after it goes through a bunch of links, it's not a very lengthy article, but it has a lot of links to it. At the end, it says the U.S. is supporting al-Qaeda and other terrorists in Syria, funding terrorist groups in Iran, supporting al-Qaeda terrorists in Libya. And then it says the U.S. supports Saudi Arabia as one of its closest allies, even though Saudi Arabia restricts religion other than Islam. Christians are arrested and lashed in public for practicing their faith. Muslims are forbidden to convert to another religion. And then you have a 9/11 commissioner and co-chair of the Congressional Inquiry into the 9/11 say in sworn declarations that Saudi Arabia government is linked to the 9/11 attacks. Yet they're our biggest allies because they keep the thumb on the rest of the Middle East wherever we want them to.
Look, Assad is a dictator. He's not a good guy. I don't back Assad. But at the same time, he's a sectarian stabilizing force there in Syria. You've got al-Qaeda literally carrying out civilian massacres. They blame it on Assad, but it comes out later that it's these rebel forces lining up civilians, shooting women and children. They're burning Christian churches. And here we are, a supposedly Christian nation with our foreign policy all kinds of whack, but we're supposedly making the mental power to allow for fighting with Muslim extremists, al-Qaeda, as an ally, as they burn Christian churches in Syria, shoot priests, and dance around in the uniforms as they continue to burn and pillage and rape the major cities of Syria.
And on top of that, our mainstream media, what are they doing? CNN, you have them with Syrian Danny. You have them showing video of these fake massacres of you can actually see the people getting up and laying down. Him having blood poured on him. They're showing fake funerals where a guy's supposedly dead, and then later on they tickle his nose and he starts laughing. It's over and over again. The mainstream media is there playing that card, saying we have to go in and do this. This is our duty because, well, we got to stop Assad. We have to stop Assad. He's killing people. He's massacring people. He's, you know, and it's all fake. It's all fake. And it's the ones who were doing the terror. It's al-Qaeda.
Look, most of the modern wars since the age of radio, TV, and print as well has been about war propaganda. Almost every major war in the 20th century was built on a false flag pretext lie. But now we see a micromanaging of the propaganda with these smaller regional conflicts. I wrote about this last week. Wag the Dog, media published Photoshop forgery to sell image of war-torn Syria, and they got caught taking a file photo of a man with a baby and a woman in burqa and superimpose it on a blown-out city to create a completely manufactured false image of the war. And that's not all. The State Department is saying al-Qaeda got into Syria all by accident when they were admittedly propped up by the West. We'll get into more of those details, but there's a lot more coming up on the show. InfoWars.com, PlanetInfoWars.com. You create your own network to fight. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.